What it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Love God and everyone He created. Teacher, which commandment is the greatest of Moses' teaching? Jesus answered him, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the greatest and most important commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. All of Moses' teaching and the prophets depend on these two commandments. That was recorded in Matthew 22, 36 to 40. In John 13, 34 through 35, he said, I'm giving you a new commandment. Commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. Everyone will know that you are my disciples because of your love for each other. Forgive. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. That was Matthew 6, 14 through 15. In Matthew 7, 1 through 2, he said, Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Don't have a get-even mentality. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. That was recorded in Luke 9, 54 to 55. And in Matthew 5, 44 to 45, he said, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That you may be children of your Father in heaven. Take the higher road. Matthew 5, 11 through 12 records, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, lie, and say all kinds of evil things about you because of me. Rejoice and be glad because you have a great reward in heaven. The prophets who lived before you were persecuted in these ways. Enlarge your family. Matthew 12, 48 to 50. He replied to the man speaking to him, Who is my mother? And who are my brothers? Pointing with his hand at his disciples, he said, Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does what my Father in heaven wants is my brother and sister and mother. Be willing to leave your family. Matthew 19, 29. And everyone who's left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife and children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. That was Luke 9, 59 to 60. And in Matthew 10, 37, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You have to be willing to give up all your earthly possessions. Luke 9, 58, Jesus told him, Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to sleep. Mark 10, 21, Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. You have to experience grace personally. Paul said, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That was from 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 9. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. That was Matthew 16, 24 to 25. You have to be ready to commit and do not turn back. Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." That's Luke 9:62. You have to be willing to follow Jesus wherever he goes. John 12:26, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." And he said, "I can guarantee this truth. When you were young, you would get ready to go where you wanted. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will get you ready to take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said that to show by what kind of death Peter would bring glory to God. And after saying this, Jesus told Peter, "Follow me." That was recorded in John 21:18 through 19. We have to be ready to do what Jesus does. He said, "I can guarantee this truth. Those who believe in me will do the things that I am doing. They will do greater things because I am going to the Father. I will do anything you ask the Father in my name, so that the Father will be given glory because of the Son." That was recorded in John 14:12 through 13. Matthew 10:7 through 8, he said, "As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." He said, "I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them." That was in Matthew 10:16 through 18. And in Matthew 10:27, Jesus said, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the rooftops." You've got to be ready to be loyal. "So I will acknowledge in front of my Father in heaven that person who acknowledges me in front of others. But I will tell my Father in heaven that I don't know the person who tells others that he doesn't know me." That was Matthew 10:32-33. We have to be ready to remain in Jesus as he remains in us. John 15:5, "Those who live in me while I live in them will produce a lot of fruit, but you can't produce anything without me." You have to care for God's creations. Mark 6:37, Jesus said, "You give them something to eat." John 21:17, Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." It is recorded, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me into your home. I needed clothes and you gave me something to wear. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the people who have God's approval will reply to him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or see you thirsty or give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you into our homes or see you in need of clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will answer them, "I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you did for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did it for me." Matthew 25:35-40. You have to be ready to give up everything so you can receive everything. John 3:30, "He must become greater, I must become less." Luke 14:33, "Those of you who do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciples."